Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is Dejanae Montgomery.
All right, perfect. Hi, and again, the call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Sure.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian, okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear. Do you know what, like, month and year you were diagnosed with that?
Yes, I was diagnosed February 2024.
February of 2024, okay. And do you know the diagnosing doctor or facility that diagnosed you?
Yes, Dr. Alice Abernathy.
Alice Abernathy?
Yes.
Okay, at what hospital? Or clinic?
The hospital was the University of Pennsylvania.
University of Pennsylvania. Okay, is she on, let's see, Hospital or Market Street?
On
or no?
3400 Spruce Street in Philly.
Okay, one moment. On Spruce Street, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry about that. One moment. And then, so you were diagnosed in Pennsylvania. Did you ever use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
Five to six times?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then next year, the product information. So as far as the states that you used the product in, was it just Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what year roughly you first started using it?
Okay,
that's your knowledge. 2014?
Around 2014, yeah.
Okay, and when's the last time that you used it?
In February of 2024.
2024, okay. And you said you were using it 5 to 6 times, so I'm just going to put monthly here.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were using it for roughly 10 years total then.
Yeah.
Did you use the hair relaxer in a salon, home, or both?
In a salon.
Salon, okay. And then do you know what brand of products you used?
Yes, it was the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. And then next year, the medical treatment information. Do you know what type of treatment you received?
I received several chemotherapy, immunotherapy, a complete hysterectomy, surgery, and then I also was prescribed pain meds.
Okay. Did you have that in February as well?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have treatments done by the same doctor?
The doctor who treated me was Dr. William Luggenbull.
William Luggen.
Yes, L-U-G-I-N-B-U-H-L.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that, thank you. And then next here, the injured party information. You said you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and then can you spell your first name for me?
D-A-J-A-N-E-I.
Okay, and then last name?
Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G. O-N-E-R-L.
Okay, perfect. And then we do have an email here. It looks like it's last name, first name at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And then it's the 610-406-8758, your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
152. Rosemont, R-O-S-E-M-O-N-T Avenue in Coastville, PA, 19320.
Okay, perfect. And there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the medical record release form, what is your date of birth?
1996.
Yeah. Okay. And then...
Sorry,
it's okay. And then your social?
You need the full social?
If you want, or you could do the last four, whichever you're comfortable with.
I'll do the last four. 3477.
3477?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, I'll add my mom.
Okay. Do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay. Then mother, and then her name?
Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N.
Different last name or same?
Different. St. John, S-T space J-O-H-N.
I'm so sorry. It was S-T.
Space and then J-O-H-N.
Oh, okay. And her phone number?
484-889-4142.
Okay. Perfect. And then is it okay, or bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. One moment.